Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call of Jammu and Kashmir Bank to discuss a recent news article on the company hosted by Elara Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Master of Elara Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. We have with us Mr. Mushtaq Ahmed, CMD of Jammu and Kashmir Bank. He'll first give a brief on the recent news article and the clarity which the management wants to give, post which we'll open the floor for the question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I think there has been a sort of sensation created by one of the local dailies about the stressed accounts of J&K Bank. In fact, I should say that J&K Bank has been quite transparent and very, very straightforward as far as its state of accounts is concerned, state of affairs is concerned, and the balance sheet has been audited by not less than around five audit firms. One part, the other part is that whenever there has been any positive or adverse development, we have been just informing the investors, the analysts, and I have been maintaining in the past that as far as individual account for J&K Bank is concerned, we manage on our own and we take independent decisions. But when there is multiple banking or when there is any consortium, when the surprise comes, shock comes, that cannot be predicted immediately. And here, I should say that first of all, whatever figures you have seen in the newspaper are totally baseless. Not correct at all. Yes. One account, particular account, that is Calcutta-based account, involved in this aggregate business. I think that is under stress, and I should also give the reason that panic button has been pressed by one of the banks, that is United Bank of India. They have that this account is not properly behaving with them, or because of their own state of affairs, they issued that this winding up notice to this particular firm, and then things really aggravated for the company to a larger extent. Otherwise, yes, this company was otherwise also under stress, and we were just thinking how to manage this particular account. And we have been having regular meetings internally also, and also there have been meetings with the joint in the joint lender firm, and I think they are just thinking to bring out some very workable and viable package for that. Total exposure is around 6,000 crores. And J&K Bank share is just 10% of that, around 600 to 700 crores. And I think we will be following that. Yes, I must admit here, and this account has become under stress in the current quarter. It was quite well performing account for J&K Bank up to this March. And other than that, normally we have seen that in every quarter, there have been accounts to the extent of say, even 800 to 1,000 crores. Which remain under stress, but we have been managing in the past. I think best evidence for that could be when you study my restructured book, restructured accounts, this loan book. 4 years back, it was 2,700 crores, and it came down to 1,300 crores. December 12, it went to 1,900 crores. But again, this March, it was at 1,570 crores. Now, as of now, it is, it should be around 1,400 crores only. But I have always been maintaining one thing with all the investors, and probably I would have spoken to so many of you, that I cannot give you exact target of these restructured book. It may come down to 1,300 into 1,200 crores, but at the same time, upper limit could be, say, I have been saying 1,900 to, say, 2,000, but with this account, I can say that it can even be 2,200, but not beyond that. Absolutely, it is, everything is manageable. All the accounts which they have referred, and I think some of the accounts I cannot even identify, how these accounts are there. We don't know which telecommunication company, which this company, that company. Of course, the entire industry, the banking system, the banking units, they have been under, they're passing through stress. And I have been maintaining that stress is not poor. But at J&K Bank, we have been very cautiously, confidently, and successfully maintaining and managing everything. And I think it would not have been advisable for J&K Bank to show 1182 crores of profit. But after providing for everything, we have done that part. Now, yes, in the current quarter, I was about to come to the media, my investors, the friends from the, this investment community, that this particular account is going to be under stress. We are thinking whether this account, how this account can be extended, some viable package, whether restructuring is required, some other this treatment has to be given to this account. All the partners, the consortium or multiple banking, these partners, they are actively thinking on this, and J&K Bank is also a part of that whole. This is the only account which is under stress as of the moment, and I think even minus this news, what has come today, I was about to see this behavior for next 15 days, to, say 10 days to 15 days, and I would have myself come out. This is the stress for J&K Bank, and J&K Bank will be living with this part of stress. Otherwise, I should say that 100% transparency has been maintained in the balance sheet. And whatever, I think, has appeared in the press, I don't know. This is totally a concocted story somewhere. They might have heard here or there, and I think they just made up one story here and there. That's all I have to say about this thing. And rest assured, as far as your investment is concerned, very much secured. We are standing by our 20% payout dividend. We will be just earning profit, but this stressed account, structured account, I think cannot be viewed or analyzed and evaluated on quarter-to-quarter basis. You will have to be, it must be compared year-on-year basis. That's all what I have to say. Bank is really doing well. Our credit growth is quite on line. And last year, I think also again, one thing that we did, we efficiently managed our this liability side also, and as a result of that, your net interest margin has improved from 3.97 to 4.16%. We have so far maintained our provision coverage ratio at 90%. All things parameters are excellent as compared to anyone in the banking industry. And today, I think this is a confusion which I want to clarify to for the benefit of all. And I can also tell you, if at any point of time there is any flaw, any weakness, or anything that I need to disclose to you, I would definitely be failing if I don't do that. Yes, please.
Yes. Can we go ahead with the question and answer?
Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Jiten Dosh from Enam Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to find out one or two things. Firstly, that, you know, with this article in the newspaper that we have seen today, Mr. Ahmed,
yes.
Are you taking some action against them?
First thing is here, we are totally analyzing. We are coming out with a rebuttal, and we are also thinking, contemplating that part.
Right. And basically, you know, that would give a lot of comfort to investors. If you come out with some sort of a statement and clarification, as well as take action against those people who are trying to mislead investors or are trying to falsely guide people and spread rumors and damage the reputation of the bank.
Mr. Joshi, yes, you are very, very much right. But I think when you are analyzing the bank, I think you have been seeing the results for last so many years.
Correct.
I think these things cannot be concealed even if a bank tries to.
Correct.
And for me personally, I believe one thing, that I want all my investors, those who have invested and those who want to invest in J&K Bank, number one, I would think that they should know totally.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Mr. Mushtaq Ahmed, we are unable to hear you.
I am not aware of my weakness. Take my word that I will disclose it myself rather than anybody asking me.
Okay. And sir, one more thing. I think, you know, it's been a long time since you had your last analyst meet in Bombay.
Okay, I will do it.
If you can, now that your annual results are out.
Okay, okay.
As soon as your annual report is out, can we have an analyst meet from your side?
Yes, I will. I will do it.
Right, right. Sir, wish you all the very best. We are with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitesh Nambia from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, please.
Thanks for the clarification which you mentioned to the call. I just wanted to know the 650 crores of assets, what kind of security do you have, and when was the last payment done, and how would you actually, on an accounting side, how would this classification happen?
You see, as far as my accounting in March is concerned, this is a standard asset, but April onwards we found some stress in it. Some indications were here, but they were quite making these payments and all that. But I think this stress started in other banking units earlier. So as a result of that, I feel that some of the partners in the multiple banking or the consortium, they cleared it. Some have retained it as standard, depending upon the individual accounts behavior with individual banks. The card was quite standard with us up to March, but now stress is there. And in fact, as I told, I was about to just disclose this particular thing to the investors myself rather than you're coming. Unfortunately, slightly, I think, 7 to 10 days it had come earlier. I was just evaluating what is going to be the situation, how this account has to be treated. We are thinking whether it can be restructured, there could be other some viable package and all that. Whether there is any revival chance and all that, these things I was just evaluating, and then I would have come on my own. Whatever securities are there, those are on pari passu basis. There in the, I think we have pooled all the, these people have pooled the securities in the joint lenders now. There will be common action, whatever will be the package and all that. And joint lenders meet has already, I think, two meetings have taken place, and shortly there will be the third meeting also.
Okay. And just some unrelated questions. Just this year, why is the auditor fees gone up so substantially?
I think this is as per some RBI norms only.
Okay. Because this quarter specifically 67 crores YOY.
I think that is there, but no deviation from RBI guidelines.
Okay. So you are as per the best PSU classification, as the best PSU bank who is classifying assets on a contemporary basis, you are on the those lines is what you are getting, right?
Mm.
Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Just wanted to check whether you have heard anything on from RBI in this regard, and if not, could there be anything that could come from RBI?
From? No, nothing like that. I think this is a news, they may see comments and we will reply to.
There is no likelihood of any investigation by RBI.
Huh?
Is there any likelihood of RBI investigation?
Absolutely not.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Chandra from Relic Investco. Please go ahead.
Can you disclose your SMA 1 and SMA 2 account?
I need to go to the figures. Then I'll come back to you. But this account is, I think, SMA 1? SMA 2? This is SMA 2. It's SMA 2, it's REI.
But apart from that, are there
any... I will have to go to the figures, of probably this time I was prepared only on this particular account, as most of the accounts are coming around this account only.
And the other basically accounts mentioned in those news articles, you are saying that those are completely baseless and false.
Absolutely, if you see the news item, please go carefully through that. There is nothing, no account is mentioned there. They say this is a real estate discount, telecommunications that account, and all that. There is nothing specific about it that you could reply.
Yeah, I agree. And they also went on to say that, you know, audit committee is basically, you know, colliding with management in terms of trying to conceal NPAs. I mean,
absolutely not. They can write anything.
But in that sense, I mean, doesn't it make sense to give a BSE press release or something like that. That makes a very strong statement, right?
Really, we are making, we are doing it. That was how we have done everything.
Okay. So, can we expect a BSE press release?
Press release for?
For basically, you know, you rebuking whatever the...
Yes, yes, that is coming in the press release.
Okay.
Because this news has appeared today only.
Right, right. It appeared today. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sonal Kohli from ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Sir, in which sector is this bank, is this corporate in which you're talking about is likely to become a restructured asset?
This would be in this agri-based business.
This is, okay, this is the Delhi-based agri company.
This is Calcutta-based.
Okay. And sir, do we have any exposures with, you know, Bombay Rayon, Bhushan Steel, you know...
Bombay?
Bombay Rayon, Bhushan...
Bombay Rayon we don't have.
Gitanjali, IVRCL, Lavasa, any of these are part of our restructured asset?
I think some of the accounts would be there, but I think not of any specific concern for us.
And sir, is Sri Ganesh also part of our books and is it already a restructured asset?
I think, no, I think, don't think these are restructured.
Can take it offline from you, sir.
Huh? Yeah, these are not restructured with that.
Okay. And sir, this retail company, is it specifically REI Agro? This agri company?
Should we mention it?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vanish Jain from Access Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Ahmed, I had two questions based on the article. First is they are saying J&K Bank did not classify it as NPA in March, whatever as other banks in the consortium did. So if you can throw some light on that.
I must say that this declaration or classification as NPA is directly related with subordinate to the behavior of the account to the particular bank. If my there is no overdue which qualifies to be taken, which qualifies to take the account under NPA category, I would not. If other banks have more overdue, definitely they have to take the round call. There is no common call for that, but if some accounts with me, they are behaving well. There are not three installments in default, therefore I will take it as a standard. And like in so many cases, our accounts are NPA, but with others, they are standard accounts. Because in my case, they have not repaid 3 monthly installments or 1 quarterly installments, so I have downgraded to this NPA category. But in certain other cases, they have repaid to them, so they are standard with them. So this is the situation. You cannot take a common call. It has to be individual call, depending upon the behavior of individual accounts with individual banks.
Okay, so effectively what you're saying is, in the same consortium,
yes,
same account can be an NPA for someone and a standard asset for someone else.
Yes, exactly.
Fair enough. And the second question is that they have quoted this, you had answered earlier that this 400 crores to a Mumbai real estate company and a Bangalore communications company. So effectively what you're saying is you don't have such exposures.
Really? Communication, I have to see. We have exposures in Bombay. We have got to real estate. We have, I think, 4 to 5 companies. I don't know which company we are referring to. But for me, all these companies, actually, we have picked the best in the industry. And everybody was suffering as far as real estate is concerned. It was only J&K Bank, I think, we survived and surmounted the situation.
So effectively, what you're saying is that these accounts remain standard accounts for you. There is
yes,
no NPA.
Right.
Fair enough. Thanks. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Sharma from Enam Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
Just wondering, now you were mentioning that you would sort of issue a clarification, but I mean, do we need to sort of do a audit from RBA so to clarify all these?
You see, already RBA conducts annual inspection.
Yeah.
Every individual account is inspected. Already their inspection, RBI has started their inspection, financial this annual inspection has started, say, around 1 month back. They are going from branch to branch and account to account.
Okay.
And once they conclude, and thereafter they will come with your comments.
So RBI audit will be
relating to this account, but normal that annual audit is started.
Okay. And this lastly on the restructured book, you mentioned now this if you sort of include this account, the restructured book can go to around 2200 crores.
Yes.
Except for this account, any other thing in pipeline, sir?
No, not. But I would say yes, absolutely. As far as our bank specific, no account is here which would come under stress. Which comes under stress, but under consortium, I think sometimes you have surprises and so many things, and even that emerge at the 11th hour.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Shah, stage 1. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify, do we have credit rating downgrades on any of these accounts happening in now in this Kolkata account, Hyderabad account, Bangalore account, or all the accounts, whether has there been a credit action which you are aware of?
You see, first of all, I should say, these accounts have been just referred to Bangalore-based, Kolkata-based, Hyderabad-based. Myself, I have to see which account they are referring to. But as far as we know, nothing of the sort is happening on the ground. As far as rating is concerned, we get these accounts rated. But only one particular account, this one, has come under stress, and we are also looking into it as other multiple consortium people have the multiple banking these partners, they are looking at it. There is the joint lenders meet. We are still part of that, and we are just exploring the possibilities how to handle this account, what type of package has to be done, how this account has to be treated. Once we reach some conclusion, and I think thereafter the treatment process will start.
Sir, there have been agri commodity processors default on NACL. Is by any chance this account related to any of those default parties whose list is fairly available and transparently to you also?
No, I don't think.
So this account is not related anyway to NACL?
No, I don't think.
And sir, would your banking, all this kind of transaction would be coming under scrutiny of CAG also at the moment? Controller and Auditor General of India?
They conduct this. Our bank is also, they are also inspecting all of this books. We agree and such going to bank books because we are a government bank that way.
Okay, but sir, since the numbers match on the Kolkata account, you are categorically saying that there is no company in Hyderabad with 100 crores or Bangalore which are under stress, which are aware of as of right now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Baroda Binam Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, what is the total non-fund based exposure of the entire book? What is the non-fund exposure of the entire book?
Just a minute, non-fund based. Total. Non-fund based.
In terms of LP bank guarantees,
I think we will have to analyze and come back to you.
So do you have any non-fundable exposure to this Calcutta based account?
I think here we don't have any non-fund based business.
Okay, and something you would you be committing that we won't see any NPAs in the accounts mentioned apart from the Calcutta based account going forward within the next 2-4 quarters?
I don't think so. Immediately, I don't think so. But always I say that when you have multiple banking system or consortium and where you are participating, there 11th hour surprises are there, shocks are there, so many things are there, and one should remain prepared. But anything relating specifically to J&K Bank, we don't foresee anything.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Kohli from ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, how much of the exposure outside J&K would be to PSUs and government entities? What percentage of
your portfolio? You see, I think distribution goes like that. Outside J&K would be 56-57%. Rest would be within J&K state, and outside, I think around this 75-80% would be to the corporate, Government of India company, and all that.
No, sir, I meant the PSUs and the, you know, the government, anything to do with the government, quasi-government or government, you know, entities?
No, there would be there, but separately, I think we need to see how much it is to the government corporation and how much it is to the
And we don't have any exposure to SEBs.
State licensee board.
Yes, sir.
We have got zero exposure.
Okay. And sir,
minus zero, I should say, not zero.
Sir, do we have any exposure to Ganesh and is it restructured or NPA?
Ganesh,
or
which Ganesh? To... No.
Nothing. Okay. No. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Goel from Ares Capital. Please go ahead. Vipul Goel from Ares Capital, please go ahead with the question.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, please.
You have mentioned about a real estate account where 400 crore has been given to a real estate account in Bombay.
Uh-huh.
Can you please elaborate on the same?
You see, there are four or five companies where we have given the what specific, you would like to know this thing.
Right. And going forward, sir, what is your outlook on the credit growth?
Credit growth outside J&K state, we are looking at 15% to 18%, but within J&K state, it will be 25% minimum.
Is there any sector focus?
J&K state, I think, of course, it will be agriculture and tourism and handicrafts and all that.
Right.
But outside J&K state, it will be spread.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Kathari from Ask Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, can you just throw some light that, you know, with this, you know, this 370, section 370, in case if it gets, you know, removed, is there any positive or negative implication, you know, for the bank?
I think the first thing would be there. I would not like to comment upon, this is a political question, and I don't have the authority to just discuss this political question, but I think... purely, I think these are political statements for political gain, and I would like to refrain from it, but no. I don't think the J&K Bank has specific operations, but that would not relate to anything. That is mostly related with the sale and purchase of property.
I see. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that, do you think, you know, with that the competition probably gets more aggressive in J&K and it can...
Oh, I think the competition in J&K state, it has nothing to do with Article 370. Already banks are operating here. You have 42 banks with 1831 banks. So, my advice that what is the relevance of Article 370 to this competition?
So that's what I'm trying to understand. Is there any, you know, do you think the special status what, you know, our bank gets, you know, due to our strong presence in J&K?
No, not at all. All the banking industry is virtually in the central list. It's not in the state list. J&K Bank is governed by the Reserve Bank of India Act. Same norms, everything same. There is no discrimination, no preference, no discrimination.
I see. And over next, you know, 1 year or 2 years, what kind of, you know, your target growth NP would be as a percentage of the, you know, your book?
You see, I must say that my depends on this agro-based industry. It, probably we will be restructuring this account. And I would say that, I would still maintain that our this NP book should not go beyond 2%.
Okay. That is a growth NP.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Porwal from Taurus Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
Sir, my question was again related to this article.
Yes.
Sir, in this article, they have been quite specific about each and every case, as if, you know, getting all the details as to a company which has seen check bouncing, or they have mentioned about... every case in detail, as if the telecom company where I'm talking about, where they have seen the checks being bounced and all. And other thing is, when they have mentioned, they have also mentioned about auditors. Sources disclose that auditors have marked many such accounts to be kept in special watch category. And you also mentioned that there is an audit, special audit of RBI, which is currently going on in the bank.
It is not special audit, it is regular annual inspection.
Okay. So is there any relation? Because I don't know where, you know, all this auditor reference was given, that these auditors have identified these accounts.
What is happening? This is a normal procedure. When the auditors meet audit committee of the board They give your strengths, they give your weaknesses, they even identify some of the accounts where bank requires more supervision, more monitoring and all that, and this is the usual advice.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Sangvi from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Just wanted to know whether, you know, this account will be one of the largest account in terms of absolute lending. When you look at the portfolio of outside Jammu Kashmir lending of 27,000 odd crores.
This is not the largest. This is, I should say, one of bigger accounts.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vinay Shah from Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Sir, if you can throw light, if this could have any, or what kind of impact it could have on the capital adequacy?
No, I don't think what type of capital adequacy it will have. You have to provide, if you restructure this account, you have to provide, say, 5% you have to provide under that restructured book. And then again, DRC, another 5% you have to keep there. So that means you need a provision of something like, say, 60 to 70 crores and a profit, gross profit of around 2,000 crores. How it is going to have impact on the balance sheet?
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Baroda Pioneer Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
So, are we going to expect any auditor comments on the annual report?
Auditors have already answered what extra comments you need.
So nothing on these NPAs which have been
mentioned? Nothing. I think everything has been audited. And whatever stress we have been discussing, in particular accounts, I think that has relevance to the current quarter.
So when are you going to publish your annual report?
For?
When are you going to publish your annual report? It is not on your website.
The report, why lies the need to publish? My report is adopted, 100% correct, and I stand by it. No need, no scope for any of your report.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Jain, Principal Advisors. Please go ahead.
So just one question. Want to understand what's the history of the association of all the facilities given to this Agri account? Is it recent or is it a 2-3-4-year-old facility? You know, whatever facilities that you've extended to this company.
You see, this account I think has been somewhere with the bank since I think 2009.
Okay.
And I think everything we have been renewing this facility. They have been adjusting. The facility got renewed every year. And in last few quarters, I think there was some stress, but still they were managing. And this stress is getting more reflected in the current quarter.
So you all had like a 500-600 crore exposure from 3-4-5 years, or the there's been a meaningful increase.
I think it would have been started. It would have started with say 300-400, and then finally it has gone to the 6.
Understand.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Graham Lappin from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Sir, this is Ashish Gupta. I just wanted to check, given that this newspaper report has affected the investor perception of the bank, would you be open to having a forensic audit done to restore confidence?
No, we are going to issue a statement. We will give factual report about it.
Okay. But maybe, in fact, my recommendation would be you could consider a forensic audit as well. So I think that will further help increase investment.
So I think we will be definitely sending some communication to our investors and analysts as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sonal Kohli from ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
So thanks for again this opportunity. Sir, against this Agri account, do we have any security or asset?
Yes, that is there.
And this is hard, this is some valuable land parcel or building or what exactly is it?
There is, I think, collateral security is very much there and details, I think we can pass on later.
So, but would it be like a building or a hard asset which can be valued, or would it be more like stock and these kind of things?
I will have to go down to find out exactly and
I think
because of this company is known, at least, you know, even I know for last 2 years that this you know company is in very bad shape.
So I think I would say for J&K Bank, this company has been doing extremely well. And if you go to the history of the, this company, every bank was running after this company, particularly for agri business. One part, the other part is here that this stress was there in the company, which more I think has become it got reflected in the current quarter. Otherwise, I think it basically, if you see, I don't think that I think it's part of the stress situation that you have in the country.
Yes, so sir, you are saying this came as a complete surprise to you, you know, because the stock price has been reflecting this for last very long period of time.
Like that part is here. Normally, I think stock, I should not say that stock price always, for example, today also, you had a news and then stock price came down. Even if you see, let us say that it is an NPA account, what is the impact on the J&K Bank's balance sheet? How much profit it will take?
They were honoring all the interest payments, everything, and that's why this wasn't an NPA for you.
No, for us, till March it was okay, but currently we have taken a call that we will properly evaluate the stress and then we will see what treatment can be given to the account.
And sir, as a matter of practice, in case some bank defaults, some corporate defaults on another bank, what is the standard practice of the industry?
It is individual treatment that to matter.
It's individual treatment which happens.
Yes.
So if somebody honors its commitment because of security or whatever reason.
Yes. For example, in my case, for example, you take so many accounts. Why these are NPA with me, but with other banks, those are standard.
Okay.
And this is the situation with J&K Bank, otherwise also.
And this is a secured loan for you?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, we have some exposure to Jammu and Kashmir State Power Development Corporation.
We have got.
It's I think 700-800 crores, sir. What is
the cash rich company and we want to expand this exposure to it.
Sorry, sir?
It's a cash rich company.
Okay.
It's not like state electricity boards and all that.
Okay, so it's very much cash and it pays it deals on time.
Very, very, very rich company.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhaval Gala from Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just a couple of questions. Whether you would be speaking to your auditors about this issue and whether you get the clarification also from them, because their names have also been mentioned, one. Secondly, just wanted to know if at all you have to look at your top 10-15 large account exposures, whether any of these would be falling in SMA1 or SMA2 at current stage. Other than the 600 odd crores of exposure you already spoken.
600 to 700, not 800.
Yeah, no, I said 600. Okay, sorry.
No, I think we are already monitoring this thing, but this is a very welcome step by Reserve Bank of India. They say that SMA1 or SMA2, this account that makes bankers more conscious about monitoring, recovery and supervision. As such, I don't think in the top accounts we have any other SMA1 or SMA2.
Okay, so other than this, there are no accounts?
Not bigger accounts.
Which is very good. Sir, and what as I asked about the auditors thing, I would suggest that you should be taking the case even to your own auditors. Maybe they also make a right comment that these things are fairly incorrect.
Audit committee.
Yeah, and so whether the auditors also did qualify means?
So, you see, there is a process when auditors audit and they are not convinced about a particular account and its classification, then they send an MOC, Memorandum of Change. That will change status and classification of this particular account, and we respect their comments and MOCs, and accordingly, in our case, for example, recently, I think around 25 to 30 crores for the account, which we consider, our branch consider that these are standard effects. But finally, I think for certain technical reasons, they are told that certain cases, for example, renewal was not done. They told that no, it was NPA, so it has to be categorized that way. Or there were some in the past, there were some irregularity which continues. So we respected your viewpoint and we downgraded those accounts.
Okay. Okay, sir. So thanks a lot, sir. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Porwal from Taurus Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So just one data point I was wanted is
How old is this account with us, the Kolkata account?
It's 4 to 5 years old account.
4 to 5 years old. And have we disbursed them anything in the last year or in the last quarter specifically?
No, no. I would say that there were certain symptoms, but not so just creating alarm or concern. But this quarter, it has become certainly, I think, concern is more getting reflected in its behavior slightly under stress.
Yeah, sir. But I was just trying to know, have we disbursed anything in the last year, this 600 crore exposure?
This is an account where you have been renewing the account year after year. That first they would adjust to your facility, they would adjust new facility. This has been the process.
Okay. And the last disbursement to them or the renewal to them was in last quarter or?
No, it was not in the last quarter. I think this last disbursement would have been somewhere in September or December 12th.
Okay.
September 13th, I think that was there. I think some amount was disbursed, which was previously adjusted.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anik Shah from Bajaj. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to have two quick questions. On one is, what kind of security we have in the, with this 50 crores amount which we have, stress which we have? And second is, in case if somebody wants to have a special forensic audit or kind of thing for this particular technical issue in there.
I must tell you that this account is under under the lens of joint lenders form, and they have already just recommended for this special audit and also forensic that study and all that. This has been done, I think, some 2 weeks back, and they will be doing it.
Okay, and how about the security cover? How much security? Which
security, I think, it is on the pari passu basis.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parth Ray from Sunland Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I'd like to ask you, what would be the quantum of assets that you see in your restructured pipeline for the current quarter?
You see, this one account is very much there. This agro-based, I think, Kolkata-based is this industry most probably could be restructured depending upon how the joint lender form come out with. And the other part would be that there could be smaller accounts which I cannot identify, but not necessarily that there could be something in the pipeline as of now.
So there would not be any further large accounts or anything that you now comes to the top of your mind for this quarter?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Jiten Dosh from Enam Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, while you are already on the line, we can take an advantage for a few seconds, and if you can just throw some light on how are you seeing the environment given the stability in the country with the new government, and how are you looking at the current year, sir?
I would say that as far as stress is concerned, it is going to continue for quite some time, but that inertia that we have been experiencing in the effect of decision taking, that must be taken as over. And we do hope that there will be quick decisions, there will be FDI happening in the, this country, and I think growth will also be there. But I think it's not that you will, there is going to be gradual growth, it will not multiply.
And sir, what are you seeing the systemic growth this year, sir?
I think we should be above 5.5.
And the banking, the lending growth in the banking system?
I think that should remain around 15.
Okay. And sir, where do you think, how are we placed this year for our growth, sir?
J&K Bank, within J&K state, I think my credit growth would be a minimum 25%. Outside J&K would be again 15%.
Okay. So you're looking at a very healthy growth this year?
Yes, we are. We have been in the past as well.
Okay. So, wish you all the very best. We await your communication for the analyst meet.
Okay.
And we will be delighted to participate.
Definitely.
Wish you all the very best.
I know meet that there is a strong scope that we should meet, and I think there could be some misunderstanding, miscommunication. I think that has to be addressed very effectively.
Absolutely, sir. That's absolutely right.
Right.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kunal Shah from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have a question regarding to the long-term lending policy of the company, in the sense that if you are anyway part of consortium and putting onus on the consortium lead to, you know, do the work, what is the kind of maximum and minimum exposure norms you have in mind to de-risk? Then you could be a part of large number of consortium in a minor partner and de-risk yourself in that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, please.
So, you want me to repeat the question?
What was that?
Pardon?
You have to repeat the question.
Yeah. So, what I was asking is, anyway, J&K Bank is lending large amount of money through consortium route to several corporates. So, as a matter of prudent diversification now, wouldn't it make just sense to be a smaller sum partner in large number of consortium rather than, you know, larger risk bearing in a smaller number of consortium?
And
can you give us a flavor of a top 20 account in terms of how much exposure?
No, you should say if we just evaluate this account, only say 2 years back, every bank was running after this particular account. So was the J&K Bank. As far as consortium is concerned, it's not that we are jumping to every consortium account. We make around the diligence and decision where to join and to what extent to join. I think policy, there is no defect in that policy, and we are continuing with that policy. But here in this particular account, I think it has been caught by education. And even in the banking industry, I think we should always be ready for some shock, surprises and uncertainties. It should not be taken that this is a wrong decision.
I'm not questioning the decisions of my... I would rephrase my question.
No.
You mentioned banking policy surprise in a consortium.
No change in the policy. I think no change in the policy. Whatever we have, depending upon the financial strength, financial soundness, and then size of a particular company, for example, then we decide what should be the limit.
So,
certain accounts, you can't avoid consortium.
So, top 20 accounts, what are the size, ticket size?
I think, let me say, you consortium for Loan Food Corporation of India, Power Finance Corporation of India is here, NTPC is here, NHPC is here, Tata's are there, Reliance is there. Then you have got this Prestige from Bangalore is here. AB, see that Knowledge Barak is there. Raja from Real Estate in Bombay are there. And ETA in Chennai is very much there. So this is the type of that, this exposure we have got. And these are really the names that the country is feeling proud of.
So in terms of your top 20 accounts, can you give us a flavor of your ticket size? Ticket size.
I think in 2 or 3 accounts it could be plus 1,000. Rest, I think, for example, it could be between some of the accounts even up to 700, could be up to 500 and less than that.
So, can you suggest in your next analyst presentation if you can give us this kind of distribution by buckets below 250 crores, about, you know, those
kind of I'll do it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the speakers for their closing comments.
Hello.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. If you have any closing comments, please go ahead.
I would simply say that today, I think rightly so. I should not say that why, but I think we should always evaluate the news. Don't rush in panic. And I was myself thinking today that since this news is there, and then I must come to my investors' community. This is my obligation to inform you about my weaknesses. I may take time in explaining my strengths, but if there is any weakness, any flaw, anything happening is against the interest of this institution and against the interest of the investing community, let me say I will volunteer and I will be very prompt in that. But as far as now, let us believe this account slips. Your J&K Bank, I think, with a gross profit of 2,000 crores, as in last year, 1,910 crores, I think it has the capacity to absorb shock. It has the capacity to pay out 20% dividend, and it has the capacity to move forward.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for the detailed briefing.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.